Hello and welcome to ROH Review, previewing this Sunday's ROH Free Enterprise. I'm Oliver Newman.
And I'm Stephen Jackson.
Whee! And after Lord knows how long in terms of technical difficulties, we're finally here. I'm asking this question, Stephen, but it's probably redundant at this point. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. Yeah, it's just trying to get everything sorted for this evening. But yeah, I'm feeling good. Excited for this Sunday's show. How about yourself?
Losing my mind, really. Losing my mind when you're all blurry and stuff. I kind of thought about Puddle of Mud, realised that wasn't the topic of tonight's show. So, for anyone who likes bloopers, there you go. we're here with a very, stacked card for this Sunday, the 9th of February, in Baltimore, Free Enterprise. So we're just going to talk about the matches on the card. We'll do Oliver versus Stephen afterwards. And, we've got a couple of points that we'd like to raise with Ring of Honor as well that I'm sure we'll probably do afterwards. But, just going into the matches. So we've got 10 matches to talk about. And this time, Stephen's allowed to debate with me. we'll start with one of the most anticipated matches. And that is the Australian sensation, Slex, making his ROH debut against Villain Enterprises' Flip Gordon. Over to you, Stephen.
Yeah, really excited to see Slex turn up in Ring of Honor finally. Seen him a couple of times on the independent scene over in Australia, and I think he had a couple of matches when TNA showed a few of his matches on TV show, so I am familiar with him, but not fully. But I'm really excited to see him come into the company. And Flip Gordon, as we know, is unbelievable talent. And I think the two of them will have a great, we saw a great match, and we saw what Rey Harus and Flip Gordon did in Rey Harus's debut match. So I think he's a good person for someone to go up against in the debut. Could lead into stuff with Villain Enterprises as well. Interesting and exciting.
For myself, I haven't seen Slex before. A lot of esteem being put behind him by ROH. He's had all these vignettes and stuff. So, yeah, can't wait to see what he does on Sunday. Flip Gordon, he's a really good person to be in the ring with. Don't know too much about Slex, like I said. Looking forward to seeing everything about him from entrance to in-ring and to see if he is the business. Looking forward to that match. Next up is the Battle Royal for the future ROH World Title Shot. No competitors announced at all. How do we see this one going?
Battle Royals are always fun, fun matches to watch. Match. They can be a bit. I was literally about to say the same thing in inverted commas.
Have said it in inverted commas, because yours truly has had to write about battle royals in his writing career.
But there's a lot of interesting guys who are on the show who hopefully will get an opportunity to wrestle as part of the Battle Royal. And, it's interesting because at this point in time, we don't know who's part of the match. So at least the intrigue is we don't know who's going to win. It's not like any competitors have been announced. So whoever is in the match, will be exciting. So hopefully it'll be something creative and something fun, and it won't be a complete, drag to watch. It's not really, again, one of those matches I can... Well, as you just said then with Slex, and it's not one of those matches we can really develop further because we don't know who's in it. So just have to wait and see till the night.
It's a complete mystery. The best thing about it is the future ROH World Title Shot. this is a huge opportunity. I have covered Battle Royals. They are a nightmare because they're fast and furious, and you've got to get every elimination, and it's a nightmare. But as a fan, as a podcaster watching on, we just need to know the winner, so it doesn't matter. But yeah, there's a lot of guys that could come in and do this. You know, we've said about Kenny King in the past.
Yeah,
could he come in and get the title shot? Because we were wondering, what does he need to be the ROH world champion or to get to that point? He's good with battle roles at the G1 Supercard. Eliminated great Muta and the guy who you wrote a fantastic article on, Justin von der Liger. You're welcome for that plug, Stephen. Could be someone like Kenny King, but huge opportunity, and who knows, maybe some surprise entrance and stuff. That's always fun to see. So just intrigue and mystery surrounds this battle royal. And on the ROH app, I think they had vacant the vacant silhouette. Maybe he'll be on in the battle royal. He's moved over from the WWE and he's decided to take a shot at the ROH world title. Matches are completely out of sync, so we're not talking about them in terms of where they are on the card.
Yeah.
Before I mention the next match, which is the main event, the ROH World Champion PCO and the villain Mighty Skrull against the NWA Heavyweight Champion Nick Aldis and La Fashion's El Toro Blanco Rush. See, I'm going to throw this to you again, Stephen, because I like it when you talk sometimes.
great. Really, really excited for this one as well. The storyline implications we've seen with the feud between PCO and Rush from their previous Ring of Honor World title battles is great.
We've loved those matches.
We have. And
no sarcasm at all.
The feud that's been taking place between Marty Scurll and Nick Aldis, it makes sense for them to have a tag match and to see where this will develop in terms of the actual storyline going forward, or storylines, the feuds. It'd be great to see Nick Aldis back wrestling in Ring of Honor. He was briefly there during last year and 2008 for a couple of matches, and he's a phenomenal wrestler to watch now. He's at his peak. It'll be really fun to see what PCO and Matt Skull are able to come up with, because Villain Enterprises are always entertaining and have great, charisma. They've got great charisma, but they've also got great chemistry. They just work brilliantly as a team. It'll be exciting, definitely.
As long as this match doesn't lead to PCO versus Rouge 3. So just going back to what I was saying on the ROH review, we said about PCO versus Mark Haskins versus Rush, and we said we want Mark Haskins versus PCO at the 18th anniversary show. We're quite happy to have Mark Haskins versus Rush at the 18th anniversary show, just not PCO versus Rush. I just thought I'd clear that up. In this match, a lot of intrigue, a great main event. To see Marty Skrull and Nick Aldis get their hands on each other after what's happened in NWA, that'll be fantastic to watch. A star-studded main event, really.
Absolutely.
Four of the best, just a really good tag team main event to look forward to.
Yeah, current NWA champion versus current Ring of Honor champion as well. The dynamics between those two will be really good as well. That's some big billing there.
Absolutely, and you've got to think at this point, Marty Skrull needs to beat Nick Aldis soon as possible. Obviously, he wants the pinfall victory in this tag match.
Yeah.
So next up we have Mexa Blood Flamita and Stephen's favourite wrestler that isn't Matt Taven, Jonathan Gresham. Oh, Bandido. Okay.
Bandido. Yeah.
So Bandido against Mark and Jay, the Briscoes. What do you think about this one, Steve?
Really excited for this. You know my thoughts on Bandido. Love him. Think he's awesome. And Flamita as well. We saw what they did at Final Battle against Villain Enterprises. Incredible tag team. Innovation Central. We've seen what they've done in the six-man tag as well over at Centre Stage, as we mentioned in the previous previous videos and into podcasts.
Our way to review episode 13, people.
Indeed. And the Saturday night at Centre Stage review as well.
On SoundCloud. Very good.
So yeah, and the Briscoes, always great to see them against new opponents. Always great to see them, you know, facing different people. They're just so good at what they do. They're just incredible. Just incredible. Such a great tag team. Yeah. And they're always still innovating. They're always still doing impressive things. And, you know, I think this is going to be a really exciting, fun hybrid match between clashing of styles. But, you know, I think it's going to be really fun. And the crowd will definitely be behind both teams as well. I think it'll be an electric atmosphere. Definitely.
Yeah. Just quickly, completely off topic and stuff, but if the Briscoes aren't cosmetically pleasing, is Timothy Thatcher cosmetically pleasing?
Yeah, I read that.
Nothing against his ability. He's incredible. But I think that's a pretty poor excuse to not sign the best tag team of the last 20 years. So... Bandido and Flamita, you brought my attention to these two individuals. And then with Rey Harus in Mexa Squad as well. And yep, I'm as sold on Bandido as you are. Almost as much as I am on Danhausen.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's around in this chat somewhere. We just haven't seen him yet. But yeah, the Briscoes, this might be really interesting because Bandido and Flamita, with the ROH six-man tag team titles, were, you know, the quintessential baby faces, weren't they?
Yeah.
So are the Briscoes going to play heel?
Yeah.
That'd be quite interesting to see. This will be fantastic. Could be match of the night.
Yeah.
The Briscoes, you know, love mixing it up with anybody. So, and Bandido and Flamita are just two amazing wrestlers, and this one's got show stealer written all over it.
Definitely.
The next match in a very I don't know if you noticed this, but tag team heavy card.
We got four
tag team matches out of 10. So that's interesting. But this is a proven ground match. Jeff Cobb and Dan Maff against the ROH World Tag Team Champions, the franchise of ROH, Jay Lethal, and Steven's favourite wrestler that isn't Matt Taven, Bandido, Jonathan Gresham, the Foundation. So throwing this to you as well, Steven.
Really excited again. This is something I'm really, really looking forward to. Dan Maff and Jeff Cobb as a tag team are absolutely awesome. The stuff what Dan Maff's still able to do, as we've seen, is unbelievable. Jeff Cobb is brilliant. His matches, which I've seen against Jonathan Gresham, and his matches I've seen against Jay Lethal, he has had some matches against him, have been brilliant singles matches. So to see him in there with Dan Maff as part of a tag team, and the two of them, Jonathan Gresham and Jay Lethal, in the tag team match, proving ground match, will be really, really exciting. Mm-hmm. And definite clash of styles. Something which harks back, like we said before. It's really cool as well, and it harks back to sort of Ring of Honor from past and present, in the sense that Jay Lethal is of the past, Dan Maff is of the past, Jeff Cobb's of the present, Jonathan Gresham is of the present. So they both have an interesting team dynamic as well between them. Mm-hmm. So I really think that's an interesting little tidbit. I don't know the history directly between Dan Maff and Jay Lethal, so that is something we could look into actually and see if there is any little bits of history between them, like in the company, possibly. Or if you know off the top of your head, I'm not sure. But yeah, really exciting again. Really exciting. See where this one will go, because this again could be match of the night. We've seen what these guys can do, and they're at the peak.
Yeah, in terms of Dan Maff and Jay Lethal, don't think they've crossed paths.
No.
Jay Lethal was Hydro in Special K.
Yeah.
Dan Maff was in The Prophecy. Then Jay Lethal, Dan Maff left the company.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they've crossed paths, but they do in this match.
Yeah.
And the last time they were on the same team in the eight-man tag at Honor Reigns Supreme, weren't they?
Yeah.
So, yeah, once again, this has got a match of the night written all over it. I could, we'll talk about the Oliver versus Steven stuff in a bit. Love this team of Cobb and Math. Wasn't sure if that's the way they were going to go after final battle when they started chopping each other, but that's how you become a tag team there. So, yeah. Okay. I'm not going to complain. Two brutes, two... hosses against two sneaky, snidey, technical wrestlers.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, definitely with Jonathan Gresham, but Jay Lethal can wrestle up a storm. So, yeah, it's going to be a really, really unique match. And, like you said, another show stealer in the offing here. Excuse me. Next up, we have the Party Peacock, Dalton Castle. And he is with the prestigious one, Joe Hendry. For anyone watching the ROH review, episode 13, I still have Joe Hendry and Dalton Castle going against each other at the 18th anniversary show. And I said that Dalton Castle and Joe Hendry were against each other whilst in an eight-man tag. So I've got that on my brain. So it's Dalton Castle and Joe Hendry against Ring of Horrors, Vincent and Bateman. How'd you have this one, Stephen?
Again, after we mentioned how impressive Tyler Bateman looked in the recent episode of Ring of Honor TV, this is something I'm really, really excited for. Joe Hendry and Dalton Castle's team dynamic is really interesting at the moment. I like the layer of depth between the promos and the segments, and then seeing them in the ring. And as we said before, they need each other, but they don't like, you can feel a dynamic between them where they don't want to be together, but they, need each other to be able to succeed possibly.
Yeah.
I think whether it'll be match of the night, I don't know. But it'll definitely be exciting, and I'd like to see Vincent come back into the ring as well and show people what Vincent can do. Obviously, after he had the match against Matt Taven at Final Battle, I'd like to see some more of Vincent now in this new character he's got. So, yeah, really excited for it. If anyone wants to hear any more views, they can check us out later on through social media.
I think you got your point across. Much like you, after Bateman... decimated a former ROH tag team champion and his partner on last Friday's show that we reviewed on Monday. Mm-hmm. I am really looking forward to this one. Vincent impressed me against Matt Taven, and love the dynamic between Dalton Castle and Joe Hendry. I'm actually at the point now where I don't want them to turn on each other, but I can see it happening because they are a really, really entertaining team. And should make a push for the ROH World Tag Team titles.
Yeah.
But I do see them turning on each other, and it'll be a great match when it happens, or a great feud. Next up, we have one of the most anticipated matches for me and Stephen that we don't know is still on the card, because we've looked at our trusty ROH app and there's there's eight matches on the ROH app on the news, the main event and this match.
Yeah.
So that's where the other two matches go for the 10. So yeah, we're hoping against hope this match is still happening. Because we desperately want to see it. Absolutely amazing. So it's Overkill, Mark Haskins against Alex Shelley. This
absolutely.
This is our Jonathan Gresham, Alex Shelley match, isn't it, Stephen?
Yeah. Can't wait for this.
If it happens.
Can't wait for this. You know, this is going to be... Alex Shelley, as we've mentioned many a time, we're really high on his ability. You know, Mark Haskins is someone, being a British wrestler, and his talent, you know, is still... he's still, from what we've seen of him anyway, untapped in terms of his Ring of Honor potential, I would say. And I feel this match will really be his coming out party for us, from what we've seen together. And yeah, can't wait to see what Alex Shelley's able to do and the two of them are able to come up with in the ring. You know, and if this can be kind of a preview to the Ring of Honor Pure Championship tournament, which will be taking place in a few months' time. And
nice
if both
segue.
Of those, yeah. If both of them are part of it, you know, it would be amazing. So really, really excited for this. And this could be a match of the night as well, by any standard.
Yeah. It, like I said, if this is taking place, we don't know, according to the ROH app and stuff. They have been heavily promoting it, so we believe it will, and we hope it will. Because this is our match of the night. You know, other matches will be, I'm sure, but in terms of pure technical wrestling, watching Haskins wrestle up a storm, which he did, against Hella Wicked at Final Battle Fallout, if you remember, Stephen.
I do. Yeah. Brilliant.
So that was his opportunity to show off his wrestling skills, and this is even more so. So
definitely.
Alex Shelley is an incredible technical wrestler. And Mark Haskins is looking for like the coming out party, isn't he? To show the ROH style that he has, you know, on this show, because he's been in feud like Bully Ray and stuff, and so he's had to fight scratch and claw to get to where he wants to be. But this is a great showcase match for Mark Haskins, and there's nobody better to be in the ring with than Alex Shelley.
Not at all.
Okay, so next match is one third of the ROH World's six man tag team champions, Mexa Squad's Rey Harus against Villain Enterprises' Brody King. How'd you see this one?
Oh, this is gonna be really exciting as well. I keep saying that about every one of these matches, but
I feel the exact same way. Yeah. I mean, you know, for somebody on the outside looking in, they'd be like, I'm not sure of some of these names and stuff, but obviously we've been watching it since November, and this is the best card they could put together.
Yeah, definitely. So, and, you know, we've seen what Brody King can do in terms of his Lucha Libre experience and his Lucha Libre skill set, and Rey Harus is, you know, on point with what he's able to do, you know, and the dynamic of the previous match between Villain Enterprises and Mexa Squad as well, where these two, you know, couldn't go at it again. It was, you know, this is going to be brilliant. And, you know, I'm really excited as well to see what innovative stuff they're going to come up with, because they're both really innovative, you know, guys. Yeah. And Brody King can just move like no one else through his side. I mean, Brody King is one of those guys who I want more people to go out and seek and watch, because he's just like, well, I mean, he looks like he's a bit like Chris Hero in the... I love Chris Hero, by the way, as I've mentioned several times on the show.
So that's another four favourite wrestlers.
Four.
Yeah, I'm not throwing up the Four Horsemen thing.
Yeah, like Chris Hero, where... He looks like he's a big bully guy, but he's also able to deliver all this. Yeah, but still able to deliver all of these, you know, planches and these dives and lucha stuff. Mm. So, brilliant. Really excited for this again.
Yeah, like you said, Brody King has, like, mesmerized me. The G1 Supercard that we watched, and we will be rebooking at some point, we promise. We just don't know when. He was mesmerizing in that match, in the Rudos versus Villains match from, where was it, Stephen?
Dearborn, Michigan.
Hey! Yeah, Dearborn, Michigan, we love you, and you were an incredible crowd. Yeah, when he flew over the top rope, it was amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you would think, oh, Big Hoss, he's got to keep him grounded and stuff. But Brody's probably going to fly as much as Rey Harus.
Yeah.
So, and he's got that in his arsenal. So, Rey Harus, Saturday Night Sense Stage and on a Reign Supreme, we had him possibly going 0-2, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then he got the big win with the ROH World 6-Man Tag Team titles the night before.
Yeah.
And then, okay, I'm not sure. I think he might have gone 2-2 on that night.
He did. It was Andrew Everett.
I wasn't sure who went up against, but yeah. We had him 0-2 and he went 2-0, sorry.
Yeah.
On that weekend, so he's on a huge upsurge. So that should be a really good match. And yeah, you know, from this, I'll finish up and we'll come back to it and stuff. But yeah, next match is the debuting session, Moff Martina against Sumi Sakai. How'd you have this one, Stephen?
Yeah, another really exciting debut, another exciting match. Sumi Sakai's new attitude after she turned on Nicole Savoy and became a fully-fledged heel is brilliant. You know, a lot of the stuff which Sumi has been doing while she's been a heel has been a lot more exciting and, you know...
Best work of her career.
Best work, yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Best work of her career, absolutely. And Session Moff Martina, I've seen some of... she's one of those people I need to see a lot more of to be able to see, you know, just what she can do. But I am excited for this match because it is, again, another great clash of styles. And having someone debut in the company against a former Women of Honor champion is some good stock to go up against. Yeah. And Sumi is a really great female, you know, great wrestler, great ambassador for female wrestling. So I'm sure that, you know, they'll both tear the house down.
Yeah.
So, could be another match tonight, possibly.
Yeah, and for myself, obviously heard a lot about Session Moff Martina. Haven't seen her perform, so looking forward to that. And definitely, a great person to debut against with Sumi Sakai as new attitude. This is the perfect match because if it was a face Sumi Sakai like against Nicole Savoy in the first match at Final Battle of Fallout, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Then it's going to be a great match, but the actual character change means that this could be just a great match. The one woman's match on the card, and I'm sure they'll like to prove that there should be more than one woman's match.
Yeah.
So I can see them much like Nicole Savoy and Sumi Sakai. Under the radar could be a match of the night contender. Yeah. And last but no means least, we have Andrew Everett against Stephen's favorite wrestler that isn't Matt Taven, Bandido, Jonathan Gresham, Chris Hero. it's Alex Zane. He's the five-time. throw this to you as well, Steve, and see how you're getting to debate your stuff before I do. I'm making a conscious effort to change around the ROH review kind of stuff.
Yeah, mega excited for this match as well. Again, I know I keep harking on like a broken record, but this could be, again, another match of the night. Alex Zane, Andrew Everett, two of the best high flyers, independent high flyers in the world. Andrew Everett hasn't lost a step since we saw him at the Saturday night at Centre Stage and on our Reign Supreme shows. Same with Alex Zane, who debuted at them. Both guys, just unreal stuff they're able to do. If anyone hasn't seen it, as we mentioned and we're high on it, seek out the Alex Zane and Bandido match and both of Andrew Everett's matches from the weekend, just to show you how excited we are for this one, because the stuff these two guys will be able to do and have done is unreal. And I expect a lot of innovation. I expect great crowd participation. Mm-hmm. And I just expect something, you know, we've never seen. And just as long as they both keep each other safe, because there is a lot of unsafe manoeuvres and unsafe spots these two guys have done in the past, which have possibly caused injury to themselves, as long as they can make sure they keep themselves safe, then we could see a really good high-flying feud between these two going throughout 2020. I'm hoping for that as well.
Yeah. For myself, I hadn't seen Alex Zane before the Bandido match, which I thought Steve would be like, no, you're not my favourite wrestler. I like Bandido more, but Steven is being the unbiased podcaster that we like, so appreciate that. Yeah, I just thought that it, you know, he came into it like all guns blazing and could have injured himself, so we was really worried about that against Bandido.
Yeah.
Thankfully, he didn't, and what he showed, and then, like, you know, we talk about booking and stuff. It was huge.
Yeah.
Huge for Alex Zane to beat Bandido on the Honor Reign Supreme.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because, yeah, for Andrew Everett, he looked fantastic in a losing effort against Dragon Lee at Saturday Night Center Stage, which we saw the highlights of, but he's available on Honor Club. Really, really good. Love that Dragon Rana reversal.
Crazy.
I just can't get enough of that. And then obviously he was on Honor Reign Supreme as well. His opponent, Stevens.
It was Rey Harus.
Rey Harus, yeah. And Andrew Everett went 0-2.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's got a point to prove in this match.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's all 10 matches that we've discussed at this point. How are we doing time wise, Stephen?
We're just over half an hour, so 32 minutes in.
Okay, that's fine. That's what we was looking for.
Yeah.
So yeah, a couple of points to talk about, maybe debate. Just on my notes and stuff. We are Honor Club VIP members. Very proud to be so.
We are,
and we believe this. Free enterprise should be free across the board.
Yeah.
On YouTube, because we get value for money with Honor Club, with all the pay-per-views and with all the shows, to not pay for this, or for somebody to not pay for this show won't affect us, because we'll get value for money on Honor Club. So Ring of Honor, if you are watching, if you are listening, and you're hesitant to do that with you know, people's Honor Club subscription, we are two people with Honor Club VIP, and we would welcome the free enterprise to be free across the board like it is at the show itself. By all means, put it on YouTube, kind of like you did with Final Battle, you know, a month after that happened. So if you want to put it on YouTube for free on Sunday night, then be our guest.
Yeah, absolutely.
We was concerned about the ROH app because 8 matches have been announced on the ROH app, and we had to go through the news to find the other 2 matches. So, it might need to update that. The only other point we've got is for anything that looks YouTube-related, i.e. Jay Lethal calling out the all-around best Xavier, and all around best Xavier's response to Jay Lethal, and Mighty Skrull going to New Japan to call out Switchblade Jay White, and Switchblade Jay White's response to Mighty Skrull, really should have been on your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
It's a video platform. You really should use that to the to the best of its ability. Those were the points that we'd like to make aside from the preview. And yeah, this feeds nicely into Oliver versus Steven. It's five. It's 2-2 at the moment, so it's all play for. Okay, so
we've got it all written down old fashioned way as well with our trusty
fantastic
book of secrets.
Yeah. Book of no secrets. Oliver's quick notes because the ROH app didn't have the matches. This is number 5, as Stephen said. Just make a quick note of that. And yeah, we've talked about the matches. So we like to have the show between 30 and 45 minutes. So we should be good with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, Slex versus Flip Gordon there, Stephen.
Oh, I'm going to go for a Slex win, given how much he's been promoted on the show recently. So I'm going to go for a Slex win.
Okay. And for me, it's got to be Slex. He's debuting the company. I'm sure that Flip Gordon will get a really good performance, but yeah, got to be Slex.
Yeah,
to win that match. The Battle Royal winner for the future ROH World Title Shot.
Oh, that's an interesting one. As he's not been announced on the show, and you mentioned him earlier, I'm actually thinking of Kenny King, given the implications with La Passion. So I think, yeah, I'm going to go for a Kenny King win.
Yeah, I'm going to join you there. He is known for his Battle Royal wins. So I'm going to go for La Passion's Kenny King as well. PCO, the ROH World Champion, and Villa Mighty Skrull against the NWA Heavyweight Champion Nick Aldis and El Toro Blanco, La Fashion's Roosh.
Ooh, I think I'm going to go for a Villain Enterprises victory and see that. I think there'll be something, after he made those comments about Roosh, I've got something in my mind that Nick Aldis is going to turn on him somewhere, and there might be a match between them further down the line somewhere as well. So okay. I think it's going to be a Villain Enterprises victory. I just see something with Nick Aldis, something happening. So yeah, Villain Enterprises for me.
Okay, so we're just going to say Villain Enterprises or Roosh and Aldis. We're not going to say who's going to win the fall or whatever. Just Villain Enterprise. I'm fine.
Villain Enterprises. Yeah. Villain Enterprises for me.
Okay, so I'm going Villain Enterprises as well. I have it. Mighty Skrull needs to beat Nick Aldis, so yeah, he's going to get the pinfall.
Yeah.
And because he's been so selfless lately, he kind of needs a pinfall victory.
Yeah.
So Bandido and Flamita Mexa Squad against the Briscoes.
Got to go with, just because I'm a fanboy, got to go with with Bandido and Mexa Blood of Flamita and Bandido. It's got to be done.
I think if they lose this match, they're falling down the totem pole. The Briscoes need to get this one.
Oh.
Yeah. I know they're not cosmetically pleasing like Timothy Thatcher, but yeah. okay. Proving Ground match, Jeff Cobb and Dan Maff against the ROH World Tag Team Champions, Jay Lethal and Jonathan Gresham. I haven't got time to do the Stephen's favourite wrestler thing.
No. I'm going to go for the champions of Jay Lethal and Jonathan Gresham for this one. I feel them having a really strong defence. It'll be a tough match for them, but I think it'll be Gresham and Lethal.
Yeah, Cobb and Math win this one.
Oh.
I think because from what we've been told, once again, it can all change.
Yeah.
If it's a draw or if it's a win for Jeff Cobb and Dan Math, they get a future ROH World Tag Team title shot, don't they?
Yeah.
I have this one possibly being a 20-minute draw, something like that. But because it's a draw or a win for Cobb and Math, they get title shot. And I'm thinking they're building up title opponents for Lethal and Gresham. And if Lethal and Gresham win this match, then Cobb and Math are nowhere near it, are they?
Yeah.
So Cobb and Math can win this and Lethal and Gresham have got an opponent down the line.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Dan Math and Jeff Cobb for me. next up, Party Peacock, Dalton Castle. Prestigious one, Joe Hendry against Ring of Horrors, Vincent and Bateman.
Vincent and Bateman, it's got to be. I don't know if there'll be any tomfoolery between Joe Hendry and Dalton Castle, but I think after that performance last week, they're really building up Bateman and Vincent strong. So it's got to be a Ring of Horror win for me.
See, I'm thinking Can they keep doing like miscommunication things? They got another two shows before the anniversary.
Yeah.
It's like, can you get away with three miscommunications two miscommunications and then a full on turn? Maybe. But yeah, really impressed by Vincent and Bateman. So I am gonna go with what I've said since Final Battle. I do think it's gonna be Dalton Castle versus Joe Hendry at the 18th anniversary show.
Yeah.
I really want them to stay as a tag team as well, so I'm completely splitting my loyalties because they're an amazingly entertaining team. But yeah, Bateman in particular really stood out in a huge way against former ROH champion, tag team champion Sal Ranallo on the 13th ROH review.
Yeah.
So, like you said, they're building them up. So yeah, I'll go with you, Vincent and Bateman, for that win. Okay, Overkill Mark Haskins against Alex Shelley.
I'm going to go for a Mark Haskins victory. I think that it'll be a really technical encounter, but I think that Mark Haskins has to really get that strong win and his come out party for Ring of Honor, and I feel he couldn't get a better opportunity than this, so it's got to be Mark Haskins for me.
And yeah, completely agree. Mark Haskins needs a big win soon because he's going up in the triple threat for the ROH world title, isn't he?
Yeah.
Come the end of the month. So yeah, and with the backstage interview, the one backstage interview that was on YouTube between Quinn McKay, Mark Haskins and Tracy Williams, that's kind of a prelude to what I think will happen.
Yeah.
Because Tracy Williams wasn't happy that Mark Haskins was going for singles titles. He wasn't happy.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to see a feud between the Lifeblood members and probably the end of the Lifeblood unless somebody comes along. So, yeah, Mark Haskins, fantastic match if it takes place, like we said, because not on the ROH app, although neither is the main event. So, that's taking place. So, yeah, brilliant match. And yeah, big win.
Yeah.
Big win for Mark Haskins. But Shelley looks great in defeat. And a pleasure to have him in the company because we thought he was NXT, didn't we? So
yeah.
Okay, next match. 1/3 of the ROH World 6-Man Tag Team Champions, Mexico Squads, Rey Harus versus Villain Enterprises, Brody King. How'd you have this one?
I have this one going for, believe it or not, I see this as a Brody King victory, getting some redemption on Rey Harus after they lost the 6-Man Tag Titles. I think that it'll be continuing their feud going forward as well, the two factions. So, yeah, definitely a Brody King victory for me.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from with that. I think because he went 2-0 at the last double shot, he can take a loss here.
Yeah.
And if we look at Villain Enterprises, they lost that match. Brody King, yeah. To win this because Rey Harus went 2-0 last time out. Okay, the debuting session, Moff Martina against Sumi Sakai. How do we have this one?
I see this as going to a strong debut victory for Martina, continuing the feud, possibly some interaction with Nicole Savoy somewhere as well, possibly. But yeah, I see this as a Session Moff Martina victory in a debut.
Yeah, much like you, I think if you're debuting in a new company, you need a win.
Yeah.
So Session Moff Martina to get the win. Just a really good women's match. Or, you know, if we're not talking about genders, really good pro wrestling match.
Yeah.
Really excited to see what Session Moff Martina can do. And she's got a great ally in the ring with Sumi Sakai.
Yeah.
Last match, Alex Zane against Andrew Everett.
I am thinking that this will be an Andrew Everett victory, given that he lost two matches in a row the last two weekend shows, and Alex Zane got that huge victory over Bandido. I've got to go with an Andrew Everett victory for this one. I'm feeling that Andrew Everett's going to get the win.
Yeah, for the exact same reasons that you're saying. Andrew Everett needs a win here. I think if he goes 3-0 over his last three ROH shows, are they really going to bring him back?
Yeah.
If you think about it from a logistical standpoint, but in terms of his ability, he should be signed to a full-time contract.
Yeah.
He was amazing in defeat against Dragon Lee and Rey Harus. He was quite, you know, he weren't too far away from winning both those matches. So Alex Zane beat Bandido on a Reign Supreme because they had the title. It's not okay. That's Oliver versus Steven edition five. Yeah. How are we doing time wise now?
Nearly up to 50 minutes. We're just at 47 for the moment. So we've got 3 minutes left if we're going up to 50.
Jeez. So that's kind of the preview done, and just time for the old ROH review housework. And once again, I don't have them. Oh, geez. I am a free time author. $2 on with ROH featured in them. The first book is Vance Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling. That's where the book should be.
I'm not that talented with the editor yet.
That's that book. And second book is it's focused on the Orlando double shot in 2008. And that's called A Fan's Perspective, How My Lifelong Dream Became a Nightmare. They're both available on Amazon, on paperback and Kindle, free on Kindle Unlimited. And if you want to, you can contact me on my Big Cartel, afansperspective.bigcartel.com, and I will sign them for you. And to yourself, Stephen.
Yeah, so I'm part of a wrestling website, The Wrestling Estate. As Oliver mentioned earlier on, my recent article was about Ring of Honor alumni and Japanese wrestling legend Jushin Thunder Liger at The Wrestling Estate. And you can find the website, if you search into Google The Wrestling Estate, you'll find it, or if you look on Twitter at The Wrestling EST, where we have a variety of different articles and news items regarding WWE, New Japan, Ring of Honor, and we also have a weekly roundtable each week where we cover a different subject, either in the news or an anniversary or such like. So go and check us out.
Very good. And Stephen doesn't have to have any kind of props. That's why he nails it every time. And the other thing is at Broken But Glorious, we have a partnership with powerslam.tv, 6,500 hours plus of the best professional wrestling from 140 plus promotions. Feel free to check out the streaming service on us for a month for free, using the code BROKENFREE. We have social medias and stuff. So we have a Twitter at the ROH Review. We have an Instagram at the ROH Review. We have a YouTube channel with a really strange... Yeah, we'll have to put it in the description.
Yeah.
If you want to give us feedback, you want to send us questions, anything you like. Not anything you like. Then you get those kind of spam emails. But so that can be to the ROHReviewOutlook.com. And for BBG Wrestling, like I said before, we have a Twitter, BBG Wrestling, at BBG Wrestling, sorry. Main show is at BBGW Pod. And we have a website, BBGWrestling.com. And that is everything. And now I need to go to sleep.
In sync.
I know. It's very good. And
former alumni, CM Punk.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It's all a big circle, Oliver. It's all
it's all a twisted spider diagram. as you mentioned before in a previous show. So hope you've enjoyed this ROH review previewing this Sunday's ROH Free Enterprise show. Hope you enjoy it. If you're there in Baltimore, it's a pretty damn good show on paper. For those on Honor Club, enjoy it, and hopefully ROH takes us up on our free offer to put it on YouTube, because it should be free across the board.
It should.
And that's good night from myself. Just join us again for episode 14 of the ROH review next Monday.
Yeah. And thanks everyone for listening, and we'll catch you all later on.
And we'll have the audio version of this out and the video version of this out before this Sunday show.
Absolutely.
Thanks, everyone.
See you later.
Bye for now.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.